condemnation. In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found. For I will pardon them whom I reserve. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 20. A glorious word indeed. What a perfect pardon is here promised to the sinful nations of Israel and Judah. Sin is to be so removed that it shall not be found, so blotted out that there shall be none. Glory be unto the God of pardons. Satan seeks out sins wherewith to accuse us. Our enemies seek them that they may lay them to our charge, and our own conscience seeks them even with a morbid eagerness. But when the Lord applies the precious blood of Jesus, we fear no form of search, for there shall be none. They shall not be found. The Lord hath caused the sins of his people to cease to be. He hath finished transgression and made an end of sin. The sacrifice of Jesus has cast our sins into the depths of the sea. This makes us dance for joy. The reason for the obliteration of sin lies in the fact that Jehovah himself pardons his chosen ones. His word of grace is not only royal, but divine. He speaks absolution, and we are absolved. He applies the atonement, and from that hour his people are beyond all fear of condemnation. Blessed be the name of the sin-annihilating God.